With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Heavy fighting erupting around another Gaza hospital, this one in the north of the territory, where thousands of patients and evacuees have been sheltering for weeks.
According to the health ministry in Hamas-ruled Gaza and a medical worker inside the facility, a shell struck the second floor of the Indonesian hospital, killing at least 12 people. There's been no immediate comment from the Israeli military. Israeli forces are focused on clearing medical facilities that they say Hamas militants use for cover. The advance on the Indonesian hospital comes a day after the WHO evacuated 31 premature babies from the Sheaf Hospital in Gaza City, the territory's largest. They were among more than 250 critically ill or wounded patients stranded there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNNews.com, it is a key endorsement for former President Trump in his re-election bid. Texas Governor Greg Abbott throwing his support behind Mr. Trump. Not surprisingly, border security, a huge issue for the governor.
A president can secure the border. If you go back 4 years ago, we had the lowest illegal border crossings in something like 30 or 40 years. The most secure border in the adult lifetime of everybody at this event here today is because President Trump put into place five strategies,
including the remain in Mexico policy and the wall building promptly ended by Joe Biden as soon as he took office. Mr. Biden visited naval installations in Virginia over the weekend, kicking off the Thanksgiving holiday week. A federal appeals court to hear arguments this morning on whether to reinstate a gag order on Donald Trump in his 2020 presidential election interference case. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have turned mixed, and the Dow futures are down 3 points, NASDAQ futures 20 points higher. This is SRN News. A former Chicago public school student awarded $150,000.
A U.S. district judge says teachers violated the religious freedom rights of Marriott Green when she was forced to participate in Hindu-inspired meditation at Bogan High, despite her Christian faith. The meditation program was developed for the schools by the David Lynch Foundation, which promotes transcendental meditation for mental health. Green says she was told if she did not participate in the meditation, her grades would suffer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says a Louisiana lawyer who objected to the State Bar Association's promotion of homosexuality cannot be forced to join or pay dues to the association. The order blocks the Louisiana State Bar Association from forcing attorney Randy Boudreau to join the LSBA or pay its dues, at least for now. The ruling appears to leave open the possibility that mandatory membership and dues could be imposed if the association no longer takes public stands on certain issues. From both sides of the aisle, tributes for the woman nicknamed the Steel Magnolia.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has passed at the age of 96. Word came Friday from the Carter Center that she was receiving hospice care at home. Family members say she and former President Jimmy Carter, who is 99, were together over the weekend at their home in Plains, Georgia. The former First Lady was diagnosed with dementia back in May of this year. They were the longest married couple in U.S. presidential history and celebrated their 77th wedding anniversary back on July 7th. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Kyle Vogt has resigned as CEO of Cruise. That's General Motors' autonomous vehicle unit. His decision to step down from the post comes amid growing questions and concerns about the safety of self-driving vehicles as a whole. More details, SRNNews.com.